KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Slight chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs around 89, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms 64. Cloudy tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely 82. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 77.
Central Valley Ag supplies energy to farmers to help feed the globe. When farmers need power and performance, they keep engines running smoothly with Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel from CVA. Cenex Premium Diesel is precisely formulated with a terminally injected additive package to deliver the power and performance to get the job done, even in tough conditions. Keep your equipment firing on all cylinders with Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster. Fueled by innovation, powered to perform. Contact Central Valley Ag, your local Cenex supplier today.
If there's something strange crawling in your hood.
Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Bugs are invading fast, and it don't look good.
Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
They ain't afraid of no bugs.
An invisible itch when sleeping in your bed.
Ow! Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Nah, don't try to beat them bugs alone.
Just pick up the phone and call.
With offices in Sylvan Grove, Otis, and Salina.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
According to a news release from the Kansas Highway Patrol, on Friday, May 26th, there was a two-vehicle accident in McPherson County. A 2020 Kia Sportage, driven by 47-year-old Teresa Woker of Park City, Kansas, was traveling southbound on 27th Avenue around 10:30 in the morning on Friday, just east of Canton, Kansas, when Woker failed to yield the right-of-way to a 2012 Freightliner semi-cab driven by 60-year-old Lori Augustine of Glen Elder. Augustine was traveling eastbound on U.S. Highway 56 when she struck Woker's vehicle on the right passenger side. Both vehicles veered off the south side of U.S. Highway 56 and came to a stop in a field on the southeast corner of U.S. Highway 56. Augustine was not injured in the accident. Woker was taken to McPherson Hospital for suspected serious injuries. As Mental Health Awareness Month comes to an end, the Kansas Department of Agriculture reminds all those in the Kansas agriculture community that mental health needs to be a priority all year round. As farmers and ranchers face unavoidable pressure from the daily challenges that are part of agriculture, from unpredictable weather to fluctuations in commodity market prices, added stress can be difficult to manage. Several years ago, the Kansas Department of Agriculture, along with several Kansas Ag partners, developed a website to provide resources and support to those dealing with ag-related stress. The website can be found at KansasAgStress.org. The website serves as a resource for those struggling with issues ranging from mental health, anxiety, and suicide to substance abuse and food insecurity. Visitors will also find information regarding financial counseling, legal assistance, disaster recovery, and much more. As more tools are developed and become available, this website continues to be updated and serves as a hub of current information and resources. For example, the KDA collaborated with Kansas Corn to add a section of mental health providers with agriculture-specific experience called AgAware. KansasAgStress.org features resources and support for every member of the family, from teens to aging adults. Unique resources are also available to assist our farmer veterans who face the issues that come with farming, along with the possible challenges of being a military veteran. The purpose of this website is to help care for and assist Kansas farmers and ranchers in their well-being, Beam said. We encourage all Kansans to care for themselves and their neighbors in difficult times, and this site provides information about the resources available in communities across the state. The Kansas Department of Agriculture in the state of Kansas is committed to serving Kansas farmers, ranchers, agribusinesses, and the consumers and customers they serve. Together with our partners, we have made it a priority to provide support and assistance to Kansans battling ag-related stress and mental health struggles. That's story. You read more at our website, kdcountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmer, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment. I check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. An open gathering with Solomon Valley Hospice for sharing, support, and learning on the basics of grief will be held this morning from 10 to 11:30 at Solomon Valley Hospice, 311 West Main Street there in Beloit. And then following that, an open house celebrating 40 years of providing exceptional care to patients and families will take place at Solomon Valley Hospice from 1 to 3 p.m. today. And that'll be at 311 West Main Street there in Beloit at the Solomon Valley Hospice office. There'll be a community luncheon, dine in a curbside carryout. Meatballs, cheesy potatoes, green beans, cookie, water bottles provided by Nutrien. That'll be tomorrow, Thursday, June 1st from 11 to 12:30 at Boost Ministries Blessing House, 120 North Campbell in Beloit. Free will donation. Osborne County Leadership is having the Osborne County Empty Building Tours. That takes place coming up on June the 3rd from 10 a.m. until noon. That'll be on Saturday. And you can join them to take a look at possible business opportunities waiting to be discovered. Come tour Osborne County buildings in a casual come-and-go free event. Some of those buildings include Dr. Streit's office there on Main and Osborne, Solomon Valley Vision's office on Main and Osborne, Daylight Donuts, Lady Luck, Full Circle, Gary Realty Building in Downs, Crossroads Bar Building in Downs, Telephone Office in Alton. Come grow with us. To learn more, contact Darlene at 346-4369 or Miranda at 303-0384. This event brought to you by the 2023 Osmond County Leadership Class. Saturday marks the 150th anniversary of Rosa Ice seeing the Ice homestead for the first time. To celebrate this event, Von Rothenberger will lead a drive-your-own-car tour of the sites made famous in the landmark book Sod and Stubble by John Ice. All interested are meet on Saturday, June 3rd at 10 a.m. at the Sod and Stubble Monument, located in the Roadside City Park along East Highway 24 and Downs. The tour will end around 11:30. At the Sod and Stubble movie set 2 miles east of Downs, and starting at 12:30, Von Rothenberger will be at Miller Hardware, downtown Downs, for a book signing where you can purchase a copy of Sod and Stubble while supplies last, or bring your own copy to have signed. Also, there's an e-waste recycling event hosted by Boy Scouts and BCNR Solutions e-waste recycling. That takes place on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. The North Campus next to Port Library. You can enter on North Hersey Avenue and follow the signs. You can bring your old electronic devices and let them recycle them for you. They will take almost anything with a cord or a board. And there are many things that you can recycle for free. There are a few things like TVs and computer monitors, large appliances that you can recycle, but there is a fee for that. Not accepted hazardous materials. Materials, medical waste, light bulbs, tubes, and alkaline batteries. For more information, contact Amber or Nate. And Amber's number, 913-549-0681. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, KDCountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.